Good morning. Wasn't that a great testimonial by Graham? We're going to be, as we did last summer, going to be running those all summer long, and it's great to hear you all's stories, how Jesus impacts your lives, and I appreciate so much those who are willing to get on video and do that. The week has come. This week is our Mission Knack. You've got the information in your bulletin about what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go, so I encourage you to read that. And kicking that off, this Tuesday night, there is a NAC night of worship. All the churches that are involved in that are going to Fredonia Hill, be gathering to worship to kick off, so if you want to be a part of that, you can certainly do that. I want to remind you that our elders will be in the conference room, which is out the back doors and to the left. Okay. As I was saying, the elders will be in the conference room, which is out the back door and to the left, and you can meet with them if you'd like to pray with them. And as always, if you're a person who's interested in being baptized into Christ this morning at the end of the sermon, you can just come to the front and let us know. We would love to help you with that. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for Jesus and for his Spirit who lives in us as your people corporately. And as we think about what that means and how we serve as your body here in this community, ask now the blessing upon your preaching and hearing of your word. It's through your Son we pray. Amen. Words are kind of funny, aren't they? I guess in any language, but especially think about the English language, because they can mean one thing and then mean more than one thing. For instance, the word dust, specifically the verb dust. Do you put dust on or take dust off? Well, you might take it off by dusting the furniture, or you might put it on by dusting the fields. Or think about the word fast. Do you go fast or do you hold fast? Or do you stop eating and fast? Or think about the word off. This morning, did your alarm clock go off or did you turn it off? And then there's the phrase out of. A guy says, I don't get out of the house much because I work out of the house. Make sense of that one, will you? And then there's all these play on words that you can have. For instance, why is it a bicycle's not able to stand on its own? Because it is too tired. If you spent the day in a well, would you say your day was well spent? I'll be here all week, just in case you're here. There are actually plays on words in the Bible as well in a number of places, and one of those is with the phrase, the body of Christ. So when you hear that phrase, are we talking about the actual body of Jesus on the cross, or are we talking about the church? And the answer is yes. Yes. And speaking of the Lord's Supper, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord." So somehow, when you take the communion and you eat this, if you don't eat it in a right manner, you are somehow then sinning against the body of Christ, which raises all kinds of interesting questions, doesn't it? How would I do that in an unworthy manner? And as I think about it, all of us are kind of unworthy all the time anyway. So wouldn't we always be doing that? But Paul goes on, verse 29, and says, "For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves." So you might think, okay, I'm going to come to communion then. I have to discern the body of Christ. I'm really going to think about Jesus on the cross and the nails in his hands. And really that should have been me there and not him. And I could think about all the pain that he went through, which would be appropriate things to do, I suppose. But there's actually something more to that when Paul writes these words, because he's writing it to a church in conflict. You have folks in this church who are eating meat sacrificed to idols, which to us would seem like no big deal, except it really is causing some people a great deal of harm. They've come from this pagan background. And now they see that happening and they're associating that with the paganism, and the people that are doing that just don't care about those folks. It's my right to eat it. I'm going to do it. And then you have some folks in this church who have these miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit and can prophesy and speak in tongues, and they look down on people who can't do that and think of them as being less spiritual. And so in the midst of their worship service, they might go off doing that kind of thing, and the other folks don't have a clue as to what's going on, and they don't care. And now they've come together for worship, and they've come together for the Lord's Supper. And when they had the Lord's Supper in that situation, they would have a meal together, and then they would have the Lord's Supper with that meal. So they've come together, and the lower class people are relegated off to another room. They're like second rate. Well, the others that are upper class are in the main room. And then you have people that can't make it there on time, most likely slaves, who can't get away whenever they feel like it. And so they show up late, but we're not going to wait for them. Who cares about them? We'll go ahead without them. And then at this meal where they have the Lord's Supper, some people are getting drunk. The body of Christ is being disrespected. The body of Christ, the church. And so we recall Paul saying these words, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving, for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share in the one loaf." So, when we say body of Christ, do we mean the body of Jesus on the cross, or do we mean the church? And the answer is yes. Yes. The Spirit of Christ is in us. Not just in me and not just in you, but the Spirit of Christ is in us, which makes sense because the very nature of God is us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, us. And so what we do together, we do as the body of Christ. And honestly, we do a lot. We, the body of Christ, are the hands and feet of Christ. God, of course, does not need us. God could accomplish His will all by Himself, and yet He calls us to this ministry to be His hands and feet in the world. And so we think about all the things that Jesus did. Peter said that Jesus went around doing good. And so He was serving people and meeting their needs, caring for them. So we're trying to do that. We're caring for people at the Harvest House and feeding hundreds of families a month over there, in Kids Hope, and reaching out to children at Regae Elementary and mentoring over there and trying to help them to become good, productive citizens and hopefully disciples of Jesus Christ. And we're drilling wells in Africa so people don't have to walk 5 or 10 miles just to get clean water. And then we're providing homes in Arusha, Tanzania, so that children can live, so they can have a place to be. Otherwise, they would likely die. And we're serving at Godtel, and we're serving at Camp of the Hills. And Scripture tells us that Jesus taught. In fact, the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says that's precisely why He came. And so He calls us to do the same. It's the Great Commission, to go into all the world and preach the Gospel and make disciples and baptize them and teach them to observe all things. And so we're teaching. We're teaching on our mission trips in Haiti and Antigua and Swaziland and Zimbabwe. And we had a couple of guys that just came back from Guatemala doing good down there and teaching down there. And children were teaching for the memory verse that you see them do every week. And the kids' moment and the children's Bible classes. And then the kids in the community with our vacation Bible school and our apartment ministry and Trail Life and Sunshine School. And we're teaching our teenagers and we're teaching our college students in our campus ministry. We are carrying out the mission of Christ in the world. And we're doing that for one reason. We're doing it because we're all coming together and pulling on the same end of the rope in our great tug of war against the devil. You are pitching in by providing all of your abilities and all of your talents and all the things we do. I put together another list. I just thought about your stocking shelves, your teaching classes, your praying with people, your mentoring kids, your making bears for kids, your packing Christmas boxes, your painting classrooms, fixing toilets, We appreciate that, don't we? Preparing food for meal trains, setting up and cleaning up for potlucks, providing safety while we are in worship. We think about what took place in London, but we have people that are providing safety for us here while we are in worship. And I can't even read that one there. Going on mission trips. I'm going to have to turn around. My vision's going on me. Leading in trail life, preparing meals at the Yellow House. Okay, all these things that you see that we are doing, taking communion to shut-ins, setting up Wi-Fi in the building. There's somebody that has to do these things. Managing our technology, managing our finances, all these things. That's 20 things I came up with just off the top of my head. All the things that folks are doing in our congregation. So here's what I would like you to do for me. If everybody would raise your right hand, humor me, please. And if you would just reach around and just go ahead and do this. You're doing a great job. We are Christ to our community, and we're doing those things. If you didn't feel like you could pat yourself well enough, come see me. I can help you figure out how to do that. And we're also pulling together not just our talents and our abilities, but we're pulling together our financing. The way to finance all of those things, they have to be paid for. And we've been pulling together and doing that. I sometimes hear people complain about churches that they are a part of or churches that they have attended. They'll say, this church I've been going to is so great. They have a great children's ministry. They have a great teen ministry. The facilities are in top-notch shape. The preaching is so great. Everything's going on there. It's great at that church. I just hate it that they ask people to give money all the time. And I'm thinking, what do you think, they have a money tree out back that just pays for this? How do you think all of that gets paid for? It is us paying for those things together. And this congregation has stepped up over and over. Bill Sherrill has said time and time again that in the 50-plus years that he's been here, that this congregation has never failed to serve and do the ministry it's wanted to do because of finances. You have always stepped up to the plate to do that. So lift your right arm. Okay, you know the drill, right? You've been doing all of that. We're facing a little challenge. We're a little behind in our budget, and we need to step up and help with that a little bit. I encourage you, if you are interested in the nuts and bolts of that, there's going to be a meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're going to meet in the fellowship hall. You can find out the nuts and bolts of that. But there are so many things we want to do and so many more things we want to do in this community. And, of course, that takes money to make that happening. We're wanting to start a Latino ministry here. Let me just show you some stats on that. Latinos in the United States, in 1970, the Latino population was 9.6 million people. About 4.7% of the population. In 2000, the number increased to 35.3 million, about 12.5% of the population. In 2010, the number reached 50.5 million, about 16.3% of the population. The U.S. population has increased by 9.7% from 2000 to 2010. The Latino population has increased by 43%. And just in our own community, 46% of our school district is now Latino. There is a ministry need there, and our congregation needs to step up and serve that. So we have some financial needs to try to make those things happen. And there's good news and there's bad news about that. As the old preacher said, the good news is we have all the money to do all of these things. The bad news is it's still in your pockets. But we can do these things, and we have been doing those things. So I encourage you again, if you want to know more about the nuts and bolts of what's going on with the finances, you can come to the meeting this afternoon. But I want to just let you know, I think you already know this, we're doing some great things. The body of Christ is doing great things in this community in the way you're putting in with your abilities and the way you're putting in with your finances. We just want to expand that and do more. The Apostle Paul said, we are the body of Christ. And every part is important. Every part plays its role, and every part matters. The ear matters as much as the leg, and the toe, the big toe, matters as much as the brain. So it's not a question of whether you are a part or not. The question really is, are you playing your part? Let's stand and sing.